Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this one. It's a rather tragic topic. It's the death of, I think, at least 46 people found dead in an abandoned truck and near the outskirts of San Antonio in Texas. And we're going to get into the whole ethical issues surrounding this. So we hope you'll enjoy it. If you do, don't forget to hit the like button, please. I appreciate that so much if you can do that. And if you want to give us a little, add a little support to keeping the platform going, please consider buying me a coffee, link below, or using DonorBox, link below as well. Either is perfectly good. Right, here, let's get to the main elements of what we are reading in the media today, and that is that at least 46 people have been found dead in an abandoned truck on the outskirts of San Antonio, Texas. A fire official said 16 people, including four kids, had also been taken to hospital. The survivors were, quote, hot to the touch and suffering from heat stroke and heat exhaustion. And I guess it's heat stroke and heat exhaustion that cost the lives of the 46 other people. So that's what we know. We also know that San Antonio itself, which is 150 miles from the US-Mexican border, it's a major transit route for people smugglers, just like the English Channel is a major transit route for people smugglers. These are the routes that they use to get their customers into the target country. And human traffickers often use these methods, such as trucks, to transport illegal migrants, which the media likes to call undocumented migrants. No, they're not. They're illegal migrants. Let's call them what they are. After meeting them in remote areas where they pick them up and then they get them into the United States. The San Antonio mayor, Ron Nirenberg, said they had families and they were likely trying to find a better life. It's nothing short of a horrific human tragedy. Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, it is absolutely a human tragedy. Completely agree with that. It's terrible that so many people should lose their lives. Terrible that so many people should also be seeking to break the law. There is that aspect of it as well, which undoubtedly the media won't focus. So the details are apparently that the reports came in at, I think it was 11 o'clock last night, and the fire services arrived. And as the San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood says, we're not supposed to open up a truck and see stacks of bodies in there. None of us come to work imagining that. Yeah, absolutely. That must be horrific for the firefighters, you know, to open up a vehicle and just see, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of dead bodies, which is what they found. And of course, it's very, very hot at this time in the year in San Antonio, with that apparently temperatures were just almost 40 degrees on yesterday. So as I said at the beginning, they suspect that the victims likely died from heat exhaustion and dehydration. And of course, the people traffickers, they don't care. They've got away with it. You know, they've probably got their money. So that's it. And that's why people trafficking is, or if you like, modern day sort of slavery. It's an appalling industry. The people in it deserve to suffer the most grievous fate we can provide them with. I think it's evil. I think it's wicked in the actual, you know, treating human beings like commodities. I mean, this could have been a truck, you know, full of any inanimate objects, but this was a big giant, looks like a 40-foot truck full of human beings, and they all overheated and most of them died. Now I think some of the Mexico's foreign minister Marcelo Ebrard said the two Guatemalans were amongst those taken to hospital, but the identities, the nationalities aren't known, sadly, of all these people yet. But we know they come from South America. So, you know, I agree with the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, Alexandro Mayorkas, who says human smugglers are callous individuals who have no profit for the vulnerable people they exploit and engage in order, and endanger in order to make a profit. Well, he's right. Amen. Texas Governor Governor, Texas Republicans Governor Greg Abbott blamed U.S. President Joe Biden for the deaths, quote, describing them as a result of his deadly open border policies. That's right. And this is the whole issue here. You know, Donald Trump was right. Build a wall. Stop the illegals coming in. But no, no. First day in office, Joe Biden made it clear, if you want to walk across the border into the U.S., you can. Of course, there's a chance that you may, some people may be stopped, but the overwhelming majority get in. But I guess these individuals wanted to do it in such a way that they were certain that they would arrive. Now, where that vehicle was traveling to, I have no idea. It would be interesting to know exactly what the destination is. But, you know, unless, frankly, the issue of border security is taken seriously, then these things are going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening. You know, the Biden regime doesn't want to protect its borders because that's against the globalist narrative. The British government doesn't want to protect its borders because that's against the globalist narrative. The West doesn't want to protect its borders because that's against the globalist narrative. So they all pile in, and some of them pay money. And in fact, a lot of them pay money to these vile people smugglers, and they entrust their health and safety, whether it's getting into a vehicle heading across the US border illegally, whether it's getting into a dinghy in the French coast and trying to get across the English Channel illegally. These people pay big money to the people smugglers, who make an absolute fortune from it. And I mean, the only thing I can think of is if they catch these people smugglers, maybe execution might be one way to deter them. And even then, probably not, because there's no doubt about it. You have a desperation amongst some of these groups of people. I understand that. I get that. But, you know, just because you're desperate to go somewhere doesn't mean that you get to go there. And in these cases, every one of these people knew they were breaking the law. Now, they don't deserve to die. Don't get me wrong. No, I don't come at me. I'm not saying I'm reveling in their death, because it's a tragedy, as I said at the beginning. But it's a tragedy caused by the fact that the government in the United States will not enforce the southern border. And because of that, people smuggling thrives, and things like this, unfortunately, will continue to happen. If you want to stop this happening, build the wall. Thanks for listening.